It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The top of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy, simplify, and that this hour is being brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Ray, let's go!
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Opening day for the Cubs is tomorrow. I want to get a sense of what is it that you want from the 2022 season and what are you expecting from the 2022 season? Let's go out to Randy, who's calling from Kenosha. Hey, Randy.
I want them just to go status quo. I think I read some article that they were interested in Eric Hosmer. No, no, no. Come trade deadline, if anybody's knocking for anyone on the Cubs, trade for prospects, trade for prospects. Expect the Cubs to be probably 10 games under 500 most of the year. Maybe get up to 500 sometime in July just to make things interesting.
Willie is on the north side.
I'm extremely disappointed they didn't do more to pick up some more pitching help, to pick up some outfield help. Is this organization for real, or are they out there playing games?
John is out there driving around. Hey, John.
I just want to see how they progress, see what the young players do. Horner and Madrigal, that's short and second. I want to see who's playing third. I don't know yet. I want to see that new right fielder. They try their best, and I mean, I've been through them thick and thin. I'll always be a Cub fan.
Cubbies.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Man, the bass drop is so new that we haven't really done it on the road. That changes right now. Bass drop! My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until Cubs pregame. Zach Zabin is going to take over the microphone as soon as I am done. I am at Gallagher Way right now as Cubs fans start to pour into Wrigley Field for the opener. We will give you the lineups. We will let you know of all the news that is coming out of the Cubs clubhouse and dugout before the first game is underway. The weather is supposed to be decent enough for there to be baseball, but there are going to be some wind gusts. I've heard that the wind is going to be blowing out, and as it stands right now, as I'm here in Gallagher Way, I can totally understand why that is the case. We are going to take a quick timeout. When we return, I will give you the lineups for today's game. We will let you hear from David Ross, and we will let you hear from Jed Hoyer. Cubs baseball is coming up at the top of the hour. I'm Lawrence Holmes. You're listening to The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Happy opening day, everybody.
Before we delve into all of our information from inside of what's happening with the Cubs,
there is some White Sox news, and it's not great. It's not great. Yoan Moncada was placed on the IL for the White Sox today. Rick Hahn said it's probably 3 weeks or so before he will be available. Here are the corresponding moves. Jake Berger and Matt Foster were recalled. Ryan Burr also put on the IL. So was Yermín Mercedes. It was kind of quiet. They designated my guy, Micah Adolfo. Sad. I think I'm the last Micah Adolfo truther out here, but they designated him and they outrighted Sebi Zavala to Charlotte. So the headline there is that Yoan Moncada is placed on the IL with an oblique. Bottom of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. We are at Gallagher Way. Food was given to us by the nice folks over at the Brick House Tavern, and it looks fantastic. Like, these are biggest chicken tenders I've ever seen, and they brought over pizza and sandwiches and all sorts of other stuff. You can probably hear in the background there's a festive whole deal going on at Gallagher Way. I think it's one of the best pieces of property, but one of the best things that the Cubs have done is built this place out where, you know, it's an ice arena during the winter, and during baseball season it's a place for people to congregate outside of the ballpark. So we are here, and Zach Zaitman will be here, and we're getting ready to get underway. Cubs baseball is coming up in just a little bit. Let me give you the lineup for today before we let you hear from David Ross. Rafael Ortega will DH and lead off. Nick Madrigal, and for Cubs fans who don't know about Nick Madrigal, he is a guy that will put the bat on the ball. He is still a work in progress in every other part of the game. Like, he still hasn't developed power yet. He might. There were some moments where people on the south side thought that he might be a guy that's going to hit the ball in the gap. Defensively, he needs more work, and you'll see that. Contreras will catch and bat third. Ian Happ will play left field and bat fourth. Schwindel will play first base. Seiya Suzuki will bat sixth and play right field. Jason Hayward will be in center. Patrick Wisdom at third. Nico Horner at short. I was in Arizona a couple of weeks ago to see Seiya Suzuki's debut in the Cactus League. I'm very high on Seiya Suzuki, and I hope that he can be what I imagine him to be. And his first couple at bats, you could tell that he was getting used to it. And keep in mind that throughout the season, this is going to be him trying to understand and figure out the league. What I saw, and from what I've heard from people inside the Cubs organization, this guy's a quick learner. He wants to be great. He's not just happy to have made it to the major leagues. And I hope that he can be a difference maker for the Cubs. So he will bat sixth and play right field. Jason Hayward in center, batting seventh. Patrick Wisdom at third. Nico Horner at shortstop. A little while ago, inside of Wrigley Field, David Ross talked about putting Alec Mills on the IL and expectations that he has for this upcoming Cubs season.
Really a lot of precaution here. Had some low back tightness a couple days before he threw after a bullpen. Felt it loosen up a little bit to kind of make his outing, and just got done and just wasn't very good. Yeah.
How much was he able to do that?
I didn't get a pitch count. I know he finished his outing. I didn't get a pitch count, but I'm sure he got up to 50, probably 55, maybe somewhere around there.
Just from your own catching experience, managing experience, do you have a playbook as to how to handle innings, you know, going in for your starting pitch?
I mean, yes and no. I think, like, we have a plan of you know, we understand it's going to be a unique season, but I think, or especially start of a season, but every team's pretty much in that same boat. We've got a lot of free agents late and guys still building up. But I also know that one game, you know, the plan can kind of go out the window, and how you use guys and who bounces back faster than others, and how guys feel after their first outing, or and how many days off they might need. So it's going to be one of those. We're going to try to be flexible. I think that's a quality I've really learned early on in my managerial career, is to kind of just bob and weave with the adversity, and these guys do a really nice job of staying prepared and working hard and communicating. My coaching staff communicates with all those guys, so we'll be on top of it as best we can. And you know, I know these guys are working hard and prepared, so that's all I worry about.
What should people expect of the 2022 Cubs? What are your expectations? What should fans expect?
My expectations is for us to win ball games. I mean, like, we're going to go out and compete really hard. I think it's a fun group. It's a group that gets along. A group that's still growing together. A short spring training, and these guys come to work every single day. We're going to go out and try to compete every single day. I think the goal here is to win championships, as I always say. So we're going to work towards that. We're going to be better at the end than we are right now. I'm sure of that, and I think we got a lot of talent.
How does your mindset kind of change when you're managing such an inexperienced group?
I think opening day is unique outside of experience. I think those are two different things. So I think we've got guys that are exciting about opening day, but they've competed in this stadium in front of fans. And so there's only a few of those guys that haven't. So I'm not worried about that too much. But the young guys, you try to get, you know, a softer landing maybe, or make sure to match them up, and things go wrong, make sure you put your arm around them and love them, tell them we got a long journey ahead, and if things go well, you put your arm around them, say, hey, we got a lot of adversity ahead, you know. This is one of those marathon roller coasters that I think experience will bring knowledge, but until we get to guys having that experience, you just try to use your my experiences and our coaches' experiences to try to help them along and be the best major leaguers they can.
So David Ross has been extended, so now he'll get an opportunity to really, we'll see what type of manager Rossi is. I'm looking forward to hopefully having him back on the show too. I saw him while I was down in Arizona, said hi. Like, he's excited, like everyone is when it comes to the beginning of the season. You want to be excited about where things stand. The Cubs obviously have a ton of questions. Their lineup is probably incomplete, and their starting rotation could use some more depth. But as I've been saying over the last couple of days, like, they're in a division where two teams for sure aren't trying. So what does that do? And what does a good start do for the way this team is going to approach the trade deadline in August? David Ross had, I think it was, I love these moments, and I talked about it a couple days ago. I love the moments of when a player finds out that they're going to make the big league ball club. And that happened with reliever Ethan Roberts, that he was told that he had made the ball club. Now remember, these are expanded rosters. You got 28 guys for the first month of the season because of the ramp up that had to happen after the lockout. This is what Rossi said about sharing that moment with Ethan Roberts.
This job has a lot of tough conversations, but the good ones are probably the most enjoyable, and you take them all in, and you let all the coaches be a part of that. Like, it's, you know, we have a lot of adversity and roster stuff a lot of the times for guys up and down, and it's never good to deliver that news. So when you get to deliver good news to guys that have never heard it before, it's special. And the look on his face that you guys captured was really, really cool. And I wish everybody could see when I get to call some of those guys in my office. Not everybody gets to happen in the dugout. And when you call them in their office, and the relief, the joy, then for the next 30 minutes they're on their phone walking around the clubhouse texting family and calling friends. So really cool moments.
Great moment. A great moment was had for that young man. I love whenever someone gets that type of news. Let's talk about how this team is constructed. Who's in charge of the construction? It's Jed Hoyer. Here's what he said about the additions that this team had in the offseason.
Well, obviously we had a number of holes to fill, you know, in the rotation and the overall pitching depth. And I think Stroman was the key part, you know, in that. And, you know, love the strike throwing, love the pitch mix, the athleticism. And, you know, I think he's a guy that he can keep making adjustments and keep getting better. And he wants to keep getting better. I think that's one of the exciting things about him as a pitcher. You know, he's always working on things, you know, I think there's not many guys with his kind of, you know, feel for his body, you know, feel for his delivery. So I think he can keep adding different elements to his game, and I think he can keep getting better. Now, obviously, Wade Miley is going to start on the DL, but he was a guy that we faced a lot over the years that we were excited to get. That's a different look than some of the guys we have as a left-hander who, you know, really, really cuts the ball well. You know, Daniel Norris and Drew Smiley and a number of other guys we brought in, I think, well, we think have, you know, elements that we can improve with our pitching infrastructure and keep working with. And you know, I think that our pitching staff, I think, like a lot of teams feel this way. I think we, right now, we need to sort through, you know, what we have, get guys fully conditioned and back to where they are. But I'm excited about it. I think that, you know, I think our pitching staff will continue to get better as we go through. And that's part of why I think we have to be so focused on health, is I do believe this pitching staff has upside. We just have to make sure we can keep these guys healthy as we get into the season and really get going.
What is the significance of the Seiya Suzuki signing and contract length relative to the performance timetable of the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we looked at this offseason, I think we said that we wanted to spend, but we wanted to spend intelligently. And, you know, I think when you have a guy like Suzuki, I think he fits sort of both things we want to accomplish really well. You know, we want to be competitive right now, but we want to keep an eye on the future, because I think that we know that, you know, we have a lot of young talent. We think we know what we built here before, and we think we can do something very similar again. And I think Suzuki fits both of those. You know, he's 27 years old. Yeah, I think there will be an adjustment period coming over here, but I think once he makes that adjustment, I think he's a really special talent. Makes hard contact, doesn't swing and miss a lot, you know, has a really good eye at the plate, and he's a good defender. We love the makeup. And so for us to do a five-year deal, you know, ages 27 through 31, it made a lot of sense with our timeline.
Nick Madrigal, we saw a lot out of his bat in spring. So when you're talking about a lineup that you want to see get on base more, my mind immediately goes to him. How do you evaluate his spring training, and what are you expecting to see out of him beginning the season?
Yeah, I mean, he has a unique skill set. You know, he's one of the hardest guys to strike out. He really never swings and misses. And you know, I think one of the elements of our team in general right now that's very different than the past is I do think we're going to put the ball in play a lot. I think that, you know, we lack the power that we've had in the past, but I do think that we have, you know, more, you know, contact ability, if that's even a word, than we've had in the past. And Nick is right at the top of that. You know, he's still coming back from an injury, so I think he's one of those guys I do think that we'll try to be smart with and try to manage his workload early in the season. But he can really hit. I actually think there's a little bit more power in than he's shown so far. Never big power, but I think he can definitely, you know, split a lot of gaps and hit a lot of doubles and things like that. And he's a fun player to watch, and he's a guy that you don't really want to play against. You know, he's a pest, and I think that, like, having that kind of guy on our team is really exciting.
See, I told you that people think that Nick Madrigal will grow into a more of a gap hitter, but be ready for him to be mostly a singles hitter to start off his Cubs career. But he's an exciting player. He plays with a lot of energy, and I think that he has a chance to become a legendary type figure for Cubs fans here. Like, it's the type of guy that they're going to love. Again, the lineup today: Ortega's the DH, Madrigal will bat second and play second. Contreras is behind the plate, Ian Happ in left, Schwindel at first, Seiya Suzuki in right, Jason Hayward in center, Patrick Wisdom at third, Nico Horner at short. Kyle Hendricks will get the opening day start for the North Side Nine. On the other side, it's Wong, Adames, Yelich, Kutch, Tellez,
Renfro,
Omar Narvaez, Kane, and Peterson. Corbin Burns will get the start for the Brewers. His numbers against the Cubs are filthy. Filthy is a good word for Corbin Burns versus the Cubs. Last season, he was a 5.7 WAR with a 2.43 ERA. In his 11 starts against the Cubs, he struck out 61, walked only 14. The batting average against him by the Cubs against Corbin Burns has been 190. The OPS, the team OPS versus Corbin Burns, is 610. He is a dominant guy. But the wind is actually kind of blowing out today with crazy gusts. You can see a wild game here. Thanks to everyone involved in getting me to Gallagher Way. I really enjoy when I get the opportunity to come out here and be with the people. Thanks to my guy Rick Camp. It's fun to be able to work with Campy again. Ray D is doing an incredible job, as per usual, holding down things. And it's kind of weird that I get the opportunity to say this, but I get to say this. Cubs baseball is next here on The Score. Zach Zabeman will have the pregame for you. he will be ready, and then the Pat and Ron show begins again. I'll talk to you tomorrow at noon here on The Score.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today. While great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.